Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It is Feel Good Vibes right here on Namibia's Heart and Soul. A very good morning to you. Now, time is exactly 9:33 on a beautiful wetness day. And it is what it is. You cannot come for me because I say what I said. Anyway, hope and pray that you are having a lovely morning today and that you are safely at work. And I'll keep saying this because it's so important. It's just important that you do a little bit of a check-in so that I'm also at ease and peace that you actually made it safely to work, all right? We've had so many conversations this morning, exciting things happening. But I'm also very excited about how the event space in Namibia, so to say, has really evolved. And it's just events after events, experiences after experiences. And right now, we're about to talk about one of the events that you also need to be aware of that will be happening on the 30th of August 2025. Now, in studio, we have the DJ Dreas.
Yes, ma'am.
How's it going?
All good, all good. Thank you for having me.
How does it feel to be a beautiful king on a beautiful Wednesday morning with myself, Shaquan?
The thing is, I'm also in the presence of our beautiful queen. So it's hectic, but I'm taking it minute by minute. Thank you so much.
Shaquan. So happy to have you here, man. So you are on the scene, you're working, you're always grinding. Yes, what is the best thing that has happened to you this past week? Something that you're just very happy about?
Ooh, okay, maybe just off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Passion fruit, the event that we are talking about today.
We're going to converse about it.
We got a Billboard Africa feature yesterday, if I'm not mistaken.
That's a major.
Yeah, so that was like a nice thing to just say, okay, guys, keep on pushing.
Yeah, we keep pushing.
Africa is watching.
Come on.
Because I think that's our goal. We want to be somewhat in the conversations of Africa's biggest events one day.
Mm-hmm.
We're not there yet. Yeah. So it's nice to get recognition by such a prestigious platform, you know, Billboard. So it's
major. Congratulations, yeah, man. In fact, let me give you guys an air horn, a little pew, 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 pew. So the concept passion fruit, make me understand where that actually stemmed from.
Okay, so passion fruit came from frustration. Okay. I always say, I always start the description like that. It came from frustration.
Okay.
We were so frustrated that the dance culture has drastically changed in Namibia. So whenever we're going to clubs, whenever we're going to events, it's now a thing of, minimum spend at the table, it's bottle wars, VIP, people are not dancing, people are in their phones, people are just not being involved in the dance culture as we know it. So from that frustration, we felt like, no, man, we need to change.
Mm-hmm.
We need to bring an event that is music first. Everything else is music first. We are going to bring the dance floor back to Namibia. And that's where Passion Fruit stems from. Passion Fruit is just a music first and all-inclusive event.
Mm.
So the guy who's going to buy a beer, the guy who's going to buy his Jägermeister, the girl who's going to buy her cocktail, all of you, come. We don't care. We don't discriminate. There's no sections. There's no whatnot. Let's have fun. Let's dance.
Okay. So you are part of the event. How are you the one that...
Co-founder,
so to say. With whom exactly?
Vernon Van Veen.
Yeah, I think it's important to mention it so we also give them their flowers.
Shout out to Vernon. I'm sure he's listening. Shout out. We didn't forget you.
We didn't forget you in this moment.
Yeah.
So tell us about what's happening on the day, because also I've never been, right?
Yeah.
But Elise, who's also becoming on after me, she's been raving about it. I know she goes, you know, to this type of events, and sometimes I'm just at home because, you know, I'm old and stuff. I don't know on the streets like that. But I'll be like on my phone just scrolling, and the FOMO kind of gets me, right?
Yeah,
but to someone that's never heard of passion fruit before,
what
exactly will be happening on the day? What's the setup? What can I look forward to?
Okay. So passion fruit, like I said, is an all-inclusive event.
Mm-hmm.
We try to be inclusive of all demographics.
Mm.
And what we try to do is basically touch in different points that we are also involved in. So this is now the event side, the fashion side, the music side. So the fashion side, we encourage people to come and dress how they want.
Mm-hmm.
We literally, at the venue that we are hosting it now, we've just closed the deal with a fashion house to open for us so that other Namibian fashion brands can also display and put their stuff up for sale so that patrons that are coming for passion fruit can also maybe grab a shirt, grab a pants, whatever.
Is it the Collab Studio?
Collab Studio, correct. Mm. Yes. Shout out to Collab Studio.
Come on. I didn't know it. Yes. The best of the best collabed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Literally collaboration.
Yes.
Yeah. So There's that element, and then there's the other element of the music. So basically, we want our platform to, like I said, be in the conversations of one of the best events in Africa. And how we do that is we have to be different and not just be like the other people, other events in Africa, right? And how do we do that? We have to put our Namibian artists first. So we try to curate our events and lineups to make it possible so that it's Namibian music first. So our Namibian DJs, we try to book the ones that make music, we try to book the ones that play exclusive music, something different that we don't hear in the clubs where our frustration came from initially.
Yes, I think that's why I went off the scene, because I was like, I can't just be a bum girl the whole night. Give me something different.
Exactly. So the platform 100% caters also to like DJs themselves, if you flip the POV. So that also we want to give the DJs a platform to play at, where they don't feel pressured to always play the hit songs or to always play songs that cater to the audience. We want us, the audience, to come listen to the DJ expressing themselves on the decks and not judging or not waiting for hit songs and not just being on our phone, but actually participating in their sets, being in the moment.
Yeah.
You know, so we try to foster that culture, and I think that culture is very important in a dance community or in a dance scene or in an entertainment scene. All together in Namibia.
Absolutely.
So yeah, that's just some of the stuff that happens at Passion Fruit, and then from there on it's your regular networking, your regular
good food
because we also have real good chicken there as one of our partners, so they also come through with a nice food for us. And it's from inception it has been going the way we wanted to go, and long may it continue that we are putting the dance culture first, the music first, the DJ first, and also just people, making it inclusive for everyone to feel at home not, you know, are secluded, or that person is not wearing this, or that person didn't pay this much, so you have to stand
there. They didn't buy a $15,000 bottle,
you know. And no shade to those guys doing that,
but
we
just
feel
the
like
it's different.
Exactly, we enjoy it better when we have an event or a space like that where we can be ourselves and just enjoy good music.
Yeah. So let's talk about the DJs that will be on the lineup. Hey,
and
I also just want to highlight this, because you did mention, what I do understand from your event is that you're also very passionate about celebrating underground sounds and, you know, talents and so forth, right?
Yeah.
So what's going to be on the lineup for the 3rd year anniversary?
Yes. So like you said, the upcoming edition is our 3rd year anniversary.
Yeah.
Which basically means we started 3 years ago. Although in our first year we didn't really take it maybe as serious as we needed to, because we probably had too much on our plate.
Yeah, but then it's also a learning curve.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so we hosted quite a number of DJs from here and also from different parts of the continent.
Oh, okay.
But for this edition, we have our head lineup, so to say. Her name is Aniko. So it's trailblazing talented Afro house DJ from Nigeria, from Lagos. Very, very, very talented DJ. She's also building her community that side in Lagos. It's called Group Therapy. And they actually booked me earlier on this year. We played there.
Yeah.
We had like 4,000 people in a rave. So it was just amazing to see that dance music connects us like that, you know.
And how bigger your event, Passion Fruit itself, can actually
100%, 100%. Alongside Aniko is now obviously me, DJ Dreas.
Come on.
Shek, who's our resident DJ.
He's resident DJ all over.
But I think he also loves us, and he puts his best foot forward in the type of music he comes to play at Passion Fruit. He makes sure it's always exclusive. He makes sure people dance. And, you know, when it's with us, he really, really, really puts his best foot forward with the marketing, with the whatnot. So he's a very good guy and a very good DJ altogether. Alongside Shek, back is LMT, KT, Wholesome Jean, Ice Crystals, Solange. So we also, you know, we're diverse. It's diverse. Not only the brothers.
Where my girls at?
The girls are also in there. With Pekeno Gang, with some Guam music, which is very, very underrated here in Namibia. I think
huge fan of them, by the way.
ever since Omunye, Guam hasn't made like the waves
that much.
Exactly.
Yes,
but
yes,
because obviously
true.
Of I'm a Piano, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, guys like Pekeno Gang are very much important to a scene where Guam music, we do actually have listeners and consumers of Guam music here. We just don't have DJs to play.
To play it, yes.
So that's where we win because we have the plug for the people.
Yes.
And then finishing off the lineup is Lotus, a young underground emerging DJ. She's also a female. She's also going to be playing us some tunes that are really, really dope.
Yeah.
I like her sets. I think it's the second time we're booking her. That just says a lot that
we're
willing to bring you back, then it means that you
we
have
are
your
happy
stuff
and you're part of the family now.
100%.
Yeah, let's talk about the sponsors real quick. Hey, who is making this possible?
Okay, first of all, I have to give a major shout out to Jägermeister. So because
they're pulling up for real, they're doing the most.
Shout out to Jägermeister, for not only just us but for other events in the scene, because we can't really do anything without support.
That's true.
You
that's
know
true.
Corporate support, people's support, because obviously corporate allows us to be creative, to expand our wings and do what we want to do at these events. And Jägermeister believed in us from the very jump. From our first Passion Fruit, they were the only sponsors for like 6 editions or whatever, because they understood that the brand that they align with what we are trying to
do.
And it's just a matter of time until we become the biggest event in Africa, and then they'll be also there.
That's
right
true.
Next to us.
But
of course we don't only have Jägermeister, we also have the biggest radio station.
Do the most.
The biggest radio station here in Windhoek, in Namibia, everywhere. Fresh FM. Fresh FM also, they believed in us, not only with Passion Fruit, but with other events as well. They make sure that we have a voice and they give us a platform to come and talk about our events to a large and broader audience, so that maybe we can maybe get one or two people that maybe weren't going. Now they are going because they are an avid listener of the station, and because we are partners, and then they can say, hey,
just makes sense,
I'm going because Fresh FM is there.
Come on,
let's rock, you know.
And
I think maybe you'll reveal later in the interview, we also have some nice stuff to give away.
It's coming up.
That's Fresh FM. Alongside Fresh FM and Jägermeister, we have Bahamas Spirit Cooler, Mayfair Gin, Imagine Gin, Castle Light, and Real Good Chicken that are also just going to support us in making sure this event is a success.
It just makes sense, man. Yeah. Honestly, on a beautiful Saturday, you deserve some really good vibes, some really good music. You also mentioned the aesthetics, the fashion, and I'm really excited, man. And also, I really love me some good chicken.
Yeah.
I'm headed on. You can't come for me.
Okay. Because then I'll put something a special on the menu just for you.
Crazy.
Yeah. Shaquan's meal.
Or this chicken is for Shaquan.
Shaquan's chicken.
Come on.
I got you.
Andreas, thank you so much, man. Before you go, actually, tickets. Where can we get a hold of the tickets?
Okay. So tickets right now, they're running out.
Okay.
But you can still find them on web tickets. This is online on their online store.
Yeah.
Or in store, like physically in store at any of your model stores. Model was Pick and Pay, and then they rebranded.
Yes.
So if you know Pick and Pay
is, that's a model.
That's
now.
A model now. Mm. So you can also grab your tickets. Tickets started at $1.
No way.
One Namibian dollar.
What?
Yes.
Where are we standing now?
Those ones are.
Oh.
$1. So it's our birthday. We're feeling generous. We wanted people to come.
Yeah.
We didn't want to make tickets the only issue that you couldn't come. So we made some tickets available for near to nothing, basically. Those ones are sold out. There's still $80 tickets. There's still $100 tickets. There's still a Castle Light Experience ticket, where it costs $300.
Yeah.
gives you two tickets for you and your buddy, and you get a free six-pack of Castle Lite.
Oh, that's a good deal.
That's a bargain. That's a steal. That's, I feel like you're robbing
Come
us.
Come on, that's you know?
But we're trying to make it easy for our patrons to come and just have a good time at no cost.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are the tickets.
Okay, so that's happening on the 30th of August, 2025 at Etc. Yes, exciting things happening, man. So yes, keep it locked right here on Namibia's Heart and Soul, where we're going to share more information as to how you can walk away with tickets as well. We did give away a double ticket already, so we still have so much more coming through, especially in the other shows as well. So you would only find out and catch those tickets if you are tuned into Fresh FM Namibia's Heart and Soul. Any final words from you, Dreas, before we let you go? Because I know you know you got stuff to do.
Final word is thank you first of all, Fresh FM, for having us here and supporting the event. I want to also just give a shout out to everybody that's involved in the team, in the support, in the corporate world supporting us.
Absolutely.
And to the patrons, let's meet on the 30th of August and let's rock.
Come on.
Yeah.
Good vibes all around, man. So this whole conversation will be up on our website. It is fishfm.com.na. But yeah, man, you know exactly what you need to do, and that is getting your tickets at Web Tickets at any model around the country for Passion Fruit. They are celebrating their third year anniversary, right? Dreas, all the best. Thank you so much. And yeah, I'll definitely be there because I just have to be. I just feel like if I don't come, then we have issues. And I don't want to have issues with you. You know what I mean?
Shikwan Shiken.
Yeah, Shikwan Shiken better be there. Yeah. I know that.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.